Next, artificial intelligence technology can contribute up to 26% increase of the country's GDP in the next decade. This was outlined in the Malaysia Digital Economy Blueprint. How can Malaysian businesses better harness its benefit even as more jobs are being replaced by machine learning? Astro Awani's correspondent Farhana Sheh has the story from the Meet IBM Watson's AI Lab in Boston.
I'm currently in Boston, Massachusetts, visiting the MIT IBM Watson AI Lab. Now, especially in the post-COVID era, AI has proven to be a great tool in streamlining operations, ensuring faster workflow and smarter decision-making. Now, the lab that I'm privileged to visit is a home to a community of scientists from MIT and IBM Research, who focused on pushing the frontiers of artificial intelligence. Now, they currently manage over 50 projects, which include large-scale AI that are efficient and robust to be used across all industries. Now let's hear what David Cox, the director of the lab, has to say about the importance of AI and their contributions.
And I think we live in an accelerating world that's increasingly digital, and AI is going to be an incredibly important piece of that. And, you know, I think the COVID pandemic has been interesting because we found that many AI models actually broke during COVID because the world changed dramatically very quickly. So in many cases, models that had been trained on previous historical data suddenly weren't giving the right answers anymore because the world had changed and you know, people were staying home and different supply chains were disrupted. So the modern era in this post-COVID world is requiring us to be more resilient, more adaptable, more flexible. And I think every business is going to have to sort of get on the bandwagon to take advantage of these technologies so we can live in this, you know, increasingly dynamic world. So AI has been slowly creeping into our lives, maybe sometimes without us even noticing it. So we're starting to see AI in the photo app on our phone, and we're starting to see it behind the scenes in business to make better decisions about supply chain and things like that. But I think we're going to enter a phase where some really powerful things happen, where AI enables us to tackle some really big problems as well. Same thing for threats like the pandemic. You know, we saw computing take a major role in enabling the rapid design of vaccines. And I think AI is increasingly going to be on the front line of those kinds of efforts as well. So, you know, I think we're going to see AI from everything from small to our biggest problems. And I think it's very exciting for us to see that evolution.
The use of AI is not just pertinent to solve day-to-day issues, but also bigger issues that affect all of us. Henceforth, IBM announces its collaboration with NASA to tackle climate change. This is a huge step in the AI industry as the company invests in the latest AI to aid in scientific discoveries and problem solving.
Being building a foundation models around some of the geospatial images that NASA has gathered over the years, there's a particular data set. I think it's called Harmonized Landsat Sentinel 2 data set. So that set of data will be used to build the foundation models. And that foundation model will be it's there to understand the changing landscape over time, impact of what's happening with climate, with natural disaster, what kind of crop yields might be changing based on some of those changing environmental factors. So that's kind of the first model that will be built. Second, a new model in natural language processing will be built, again, using research, and maybe over 300,000 research article will be put into an NLP engine to build the models that allow NASA research scientists faster access to all the articles that's there. And then the third and final potential use case that will be shared in the release has to do with weather and climate change prediction. So it's a set of models being built around another particular large data set that's meant to be the foundation model for predicting climate changes in the future.
In a world of rapid digitalization, artificial intelligence could benefit the ASEAN economy tremendously. But is the region ready? I'm here at MIT IBM Watson AI Lab to discuss some of the challenges faced by ASEAN to implement AI and how to overcome them.
Skill, AI skill has always been a challenge by many organizations. Most organizations naming that as one of the biggest challenge when it comes to building a successful AI practice. So I would say that the first step is getting access to the right skills, if you will. Second challenge that organization often encounters is the quality of the data in the organization may not always be trusted. Data may not always be available. It may be hidden in different data silo. So there's an element of trusted data access. And then finally, I think organizationally, most enterprises or companies aren't ready to roll out AI at a scale that makes a broader impact. And I think a big part of solving these problems are really applying some of the techniques and research that we do at IBM in terms of lowering, for example, the level of skills entry by doing things like auto AI, you know, using techniques that generate machine learning models, or perhaps having a better machine learning model pipeline practice that allows organizations to push out machine learning model to the entire enterprise in an easier manner. And then I think finally, collaboration is a big element of it when it comes to changing the organizational process, or at least culturally, to build that AI adoption.
That's all we have for now. I'm Fana Sheikh. Stay tuned for more only on Astro Awani.